Well, we got lots to get to today. We'll get the Biden, if there is such a thing, the Biden administration looks like it's going to really spit in the face of the progressives and load themselves up with some old bureaucrat hacks. We'll get to the governor, Governor Cuomo, and his crazy Thanksgiving plans. Get to Mayor Dinkins. What a wonderful guy. Joe Bartlett, you must have known Mayor Dinkins. Nice man.
Yes. Very nice gentleman, yes.
No nicer man than him. You could say, well, I don't think he was the best mayor, but that, okay, but what a great, great guy. He had some good things as mayor. He brought in Ray Kelly, that's as police commissioner. He brought the tennis U.S. Open remained here and built that beautiful stadium. And he was the nicest man in real life. We'll talk about him a little later on. So if you were AOC, if you were a progressive, what would you have been thinking when Biden seemed to win? We still don't know if he's won, but if he has won, what would you be thinking? You'd be thinking, wow, you know, AOC thinking, maybe there's a cabinet post for me. Wouldn't you assume they're all thinking that?
I would have thought he'd at least put one of them in there.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren was thinking, do I want Treasury or maybe Commerce? They're all these. Bernie is thinking, remember they were asking him, will you accept Secretary of Labor? Well, let me think of it. Now it turns out he's got no use for any of these people. He is bringing in the worst hacks. I shouldn't say that. They're actually some of the best hacks in Washington. But these are the most mediocre bureaucrats. This Tony Blinken is a perfect example of a real swamp creature. The sharp-looking guy, impressive in a room. He's like a young John Kerry with a nice pinstripe suit, speaks in all this flowery language. Meantime, behind the scenes, he's a bureaucrat, but a real hustler. He could give the Clintons lessons in how to profiteer and cash in on office. He's been in and out of government. Whenever he's out of government, he sets up one of those companies where you can be a client and they'll advise you. They'll give you global advice. What it really means is you write them massive checks every month and you're paying for influence. They make phone calls for you. They got all the politicians in their pocket there. And they make deals for you. So this is Tony Blinken, real swamp creature. But again, like Kerry, been in every government job. He was the number two guy at State Department for years, but never accomplished anything. It's like one of these managers, you know, one of these baseball managers. They managed Cleveland. They managed, all these third-rate teams. They've been around the country. They've managed a bunch of them. But if you look at their record, it was always like 50 and 50. He never did very well. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're in New York, the Yankees always get a top guy. But if you're one of the smaller teams, you know, always get a guy who just came from the other team where he was 72 and 71. That was like his best season ever. So that's Tony Blinken, useless guy. Sounds good. Same thing with Ron Klain. If you watch him on Meet the Press or those Sunday shows, a very good speaker. Well, he seems a real sharp guy. Meantime, lifelong bureaucrat, never got anything done. Now, John Kerry looks like a silly, foolish old man now with the spandex purple bike suit on. You know, 78-year-old guy riding a bike, he looks silly. But in his younger days, he was sort of a dashing guy. And he always wore that dark pinstripe suit. And he'd be on the Sunday shows, and he'd speak beautifully. Well, in regards to that, we must always remember. And it sounded impressive, but he never got anything done in all his years in Congress. Was useless as Secretary of State. You could actually argue bad as Secretary of State. Signed the Iran deal, which is probably the single worst agreement ever. If you really look through that Iran deal, it's unbelievable that anybody in their right mind would sign it. But it's a Democratic swamp thing. It's just go for the symbolism. Come back with a big signed agreement. Looks like you've made some sort of great agreement. But actually read the thing. As far as the nuclear plants and facilities, Iran, they came up with a system. Iran will self-inspect and let us know if they found anything.
Boy, he really negotiated hard on that one, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll self-inspect to make sure they're not doing anything they're supposed to do. And they'll let us know if they found anything. And the other part of the agreement is we can inspect if we insist, but we have to give them 30 days notice before an inspection. So this idiot signed this thing. So I guess Why not a cabinet post, Secretary of State, Secretary of State? I guess they didn't really want to do that with him. So they made up a title for him. He'll be the climate change czar. Now, this is a guy with six houses, 14 cars. This is a guy with two yachts, a private jet. He's now in charge of telling you to take the bus so you can conserve. You take the bus, but he's just a ridiculous figure. Howie Carr will be with us later. The reason we want to have him on, he is the John Kerry expert of the world. He's been covering John Kerry for like 30 years. He'll tell you some real... You'll laugh at some of these John Kerry stories. So this is the problem. He's bringing back every buffoon, bureaucrat, every hack. Oh, hey, also remember, Kerry and Biden are very close, and John Kerry's son is partners with Hunter Biden in some of those businesses, that China made-up hedge fund, whatever that deal was. Hunter Biden was a partner with John Kerry's son, Chris Hines, in all of that. So there's a deep connection between the two. So that's why they had to give him something. Biden will do his first interview. You'll see it tonight. Hard-hitting interview. It's Lester Holt. Hard-hitting interview. Lester will be asking the real tough questions. How does it feel? What did you think when you found out you... tell us...
Do you notice the tone change with these reporters? It's like... Everything Biden does is spectacular. No criticism whatsoever. What a great, brilliant move.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You thought they were lying before. Watch him now. They were, John Kerry. Oh, thank God he was available. Tony Blinken. Oh, my God. Are we lucky to have Tony Blinken back for the 47th time in between his profiteering? Who else am I missing? Some other people. Well, here's what they do. Janet Yellen. Treasury, she's okay. She's a perfectly respectable choice. But here's what they do, these Democrats. Even Clinton did it. You know, Clinton was like a new outside guy from Arkansas. As soon as he got there, he brings in these Warren Christophers, the old Washington swamp guys that have been there forever. They all come back. But what these Democrats do, they bring in all these old hack bureaucrats. All the old machine comes back in. But then they always pick a couple of token people, just to pick two. Who's the woman, the Muslim woman or so? First Muslim woman to run Homeland Security. They'll pick one or two token minority choices just to cover for the fact that the rest are all swamp bureaucrats that have been there for 1,000 years. But it's like if you ran a baseball team, it's like if Steve Cohen buys the Mets and goes out and gets us some players. But they're all players who batted like 142 and have terrible records for 20 years. What would you think? Well, that's what's happening here. The problem is they're talking about a small inaugural. Have you heard the inaugural plans? I've heard it's going to be like a Zoom inaugural.
Yeah, cars probably in a parking lot again.
Yeah, they'll paint some white circles. And see, but the thing is, the inaugural is a big money-making thing. Guys like Tony Blinken light up at that. You know, this is a big money-making thing, this inaugural.
Oh, no balls, right?
Yeah. See, when you see, why do they have six different inaugural balls? Is it because so many people love the president? No, it's to take care of these donors. You see, the donor give a couple $1,000. You can sit there in the inaugural and the parade route. Give 50,000, you get invited to an inaugural ball in another party. Give 100,000, you get invited to the main inaugural ball. So do that times 1,000, you can raise a lot of money. You can raise millions and millions on these inaugural balls. And then, so it's a problem for Biden. This is what they like to do, is raise money. And so I think they might use an entire airport just to paint enough white circles for all these people. Hey, by the way, the transition, you know, you keep hearing, when is the transition going to start? Well, I have to have a transition. When's the GSA going to approve it? And everybody's forgetting, all these people, including Biden himself, all just left the White House. Biden was in the White House for 8 years. They were all these hacks have been there for years. They don't even need the transition. They all know everything. But what was the rush? The part of the deal, once that GSA starts the transition process, first thing they do is hand you a check for $6 million. That's to cover expenses. That's part of what the rush was about. They wanted that $6 million check. And then you can use it to pay for everything, your cars, your offices, your this, your that. Otherwise, I guess, what were they still using campaign funds? So that's the rush. The president has approved the GSA to start beginning the transition, although that doesn't mean any of the legal battle stops. Now, I found out about Sidney Powell. Here's the real deal with Sidney Powell. She was never actually technically on the Trump legal team. They were coordinating with her. They had her at the press conference. But as she said, she to actually be somebody's lawyer, you have to sign a document. I forget what she called it. Some kind of agreement to represent them, a client agreement. So none of that ever happened. There was never any paperwork. She was never officially a Trump lawyer. But clearly they were making her part of the effort. And the reason they've said she's not part of the legal team, nothing against her, and they think she's got a really solid case. She's probably got the most important case of anybody, that Dominion software. But the problem is, and this is the reason they've separated from her, they've looked at it carefully. There is no way on earth she could get anywhere with that case for at least 6 months. It's a complicated case. Even if you can, but to prove it, you'd have to have the evidence. And in a case like that, where somebody tampered with the algorithm of the software, you'd have to get into the server. Because to do that, there'd be a transaction record in the server. The odds of getting to that, since this company put it overseas, there's just no way on earth this could be of any help in the next few weeks. It would take 6 months to a year to get anywhere in this case. So, and she says she'll keep going. But that's the reason for the distance from her. Rudy Giuliani, his is more practical. They found people throwing out ballots, sneaking in ballots, that kind of stuff. They got like 170 witnesses who've already testified under oath that they'll bring into court. And they're moving pretty quickly. They got turned down in the lower courts, which is what you want. Because you're never going to get your remedy there. You're going to get it in a very high court. Looks like they'll be in the Supreme Court, I'd say in a week, and we'll see what happens. Joe Bartlett, you still put it at 1 in 1,000?
Oh, I think it's moving up. This is it's looking more and more remote. You know, I don't see it, Mark. Look, I hope it happens. I don't see it.
You want Tony Blinkley running everything?
Tony, of course not.
Tony Blinken, this is he's one of these guys who's so busy profiteering and maneuvering around that he only knows the swamp people. Publicly, he keeps under the radar. I don't need anybody looking at him. And John Kerry, he'll do a hell of a job, that John Kerry. In fact, some of the accomplishments of John Kerry, I can't seem to remember any. Could you recite some of them?
No, not offhand.
You could ask Mrs. Kerry. She couldn't do it. Nobody could think of anything this guy's ever accomplished. So we got lots to get to. We'll get to President Trump a little later on. If he were to leave office, what would he do? Where would he go? We'll get to all of that coming up. Hey, do you have that audio of Governor Cuomo talking about why his mother can't come to Thanksgiving dinner? I don't have it, but...
Yeah. You want to hear?
Well, wait. Let me just explain. The governor... yelling it. This is a typical government. You know, like Kerry tells you, you have to take the bus to fight the climate change. Meantime, he's got a private jet, a yacht, 6,000 cars. It's the same thing with Cuomo. You can't have Thanksgiving dinner. And then what happened? It came out that his mother was coming up to the mansion and his daughter.
Yeah. But this is what he said before he backed up.
You put that rate of increase together with an additional increase from the high level of social activity. That is a dangerous situation.
Okay. But it's in a different soundbite.
Sometimes when he talks, it's like, well, you know, you have to. And then other times, like the cut you played, you put, and his voice goes high. That's when you got to worry that a gasket's going to blow or something. So here's
the funniest part of that was that the spokesman said he hadn't told his mother she was disinvited.
Yeah. Now, in the problem was, you're not supposed to get together for Thanksgiving. Meantime, his mother, his daughter, everybody's supposed to be coming to Albany. Well, how come we can't do it, but he can? Typical politician hypocrisy. And then what happened?
So then they put out a statement saying, no, he's got a lot of work to do. They're not going to come. But don't tell his mom. She doesn't know yet.
Yeah. But there was a clip of him talking about his daughter not coming.
It's inside a report. I can't get it without playing the whole thing. I'll play the whole thing if you want, but...
No, we'll hear it later. But the clip, he said they disinvite everybody, and his daughter's not coming for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And in the clip, he says, "You know why?" He goes into the high voice in that one. "Out of love! Love! That's why she's not coming." The real reason she's not coming is she's thinking to herself, "Oh, who needs this thing?" You know, it's probably a pain in the neck for her to go sit through this Thanksgiving dinner. Isn't she the one with the state trooper?
I think, I don't know if it's the same one. She doesn't want to be at the same table with him anyway, I don't think.
Yeah, see, that's what he doesn't get. You know, most of you think, you know, your kids, "I can't wait to come home for Thanksgiving from college." If you said you can't come, but believe me, they'd find something. They'd be pretty happy. They'd find something much more fun to do. So, we'll get to Thanksgiving coming up. You're not supposed to travel for Thanksgiving. Meantime, there's a line 10 miles long at every airport, but you're not supposed to travel anywhere. Hey, check out the webpage. This is pretty amazing. I don't know who the hell this woman is. You've heard about this, but watch the video. This is the woman harassing Governor Murphy in a restaurant in New Jersey. First, this woman should actually be arrested. When you hear the clip on the air, they have to bleep everything. Here it is unbleeped. Listen to her language. You can't come up to somebody's table and start yelling stuff like that at somebody. You can't even yell like that in the middle of a restaurant, cursing and screaming. It's a crime. I don't know why they didn't arrest this woman. I mean, it's great to yell at the governor, but he's actually not wrong here. He's doing what Cuomo should be doing. Go out to restaurants, support them. You know, fight to keep these restaurants. Watch this clip. You won't believe the nerve of this woman yelling at Murphy. Hey, also, I don't know if you've seen this. Watch this. It's Donald Trump in A Bronx Tale playing the role of Sonny. Take a look at this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.